Joining us right now, Kelly Zagzebski from Wisconsin Public Service. It seems the scams just never end. Just a matter of what angle the criminal is taking to try to get your money. What is someone trying to do to your customers now?
Well, it looks like a number of utilities are reporting that customers are receiving emails about disconnection of power. And then they're asking for folks to go and get these special types of green dot prepaid credit cards to help to ensure that their power won't be cut off within, and in some cases they're even saying 45 minutes to an hour.
The thing that a lot of us have already heard is these green dot cards are totally untraceable. So if someone gets one of these and sends it to somebody, it's goodbye money for whatever reason. You never trace it.
Exactly. And one of the key things for people to know is Wisconsin Public Service will never ask you to pay your bill with a prepaid credit card or a prepaid green dot card.
There's another thing that plays right about now. Because of the winter season, you're really not in a position to cut people off right now, are you?
No, we are not. At this point, we follow the rules of the Public Service Commission, and we do not cut customers off in the winter. The utilities in the state of Wisconsin do not have permission to cut power to their customers. If anybody is even in kind of the threat of maybe having their power disconnected, their services disconnected, there's a number of communications that happen to those customers from at least two letters and a different colored bill. So they've got a heads up, kind of a warning. We don't just call you up and say, we're cutting it off right now. That doesn't happen. There's a process that we have to follow.
And that process is industry-wide throughout the state, right?
Each utility has their own process, but yes, there's a notification. There's a contact that's made. They don't just show up there and ask for a green dot card or send you an email.
If anybody gets a call or have a forbidden in-person visit saying that they have to do this, what should they do?
Well, first of all, if they receive an email, they need to forward that email to datcphotline@wi.gov and share that information. Get it out to them. The other thing customers can do if they receive the phone call or they maybe delete the email or don't have that email address, just give the 1-800-450-7260, that's Wisconsin Public Service, a quick call and let us know.
So you can help follow up on those things, right?
Yes, we want to be aware of if somebody is contacting our customer, something like this is happening within our service area.
Anything you'd like to add today?
We really appreciate our customers notifying us and letting us know if this is affecting them. It helps us to be a better company. We know what's going on, and we want to make sure that our customers are not taken advantage of.
Now, one more thing. When people have this approach given to them, should they call you first or the police first?
I would actually have them contact the police as well as Wisconsin Public Service. We're probably all going to give them the same information, but at least there's a documented record with the police department as well as with us.
That's Kelly Zagzebski with Wisconsin Public Service on WSAU.com.